And now, your speaker, Ray Tenpenny.
Tonight, I'm going to preach on world religions. There's going to be 8 world religions. The first one is Jainism, J-A-N-I-S-M. This religion that says that one can reach a higher spiritual state by rigorous self-discipline and self-denial. They deny that there is a supreme being. They deny that there's a God. They practice ahimsa, A-H-I-M-S-A, which is to harm, not to harm the living things. They will not pull an apple from a tree, but let it fall to the ground. I reckon the snake is still living once it's on the tree. Reincarnation is a teaching that the soul reappears after death in another and different form, body form. A Gallup poll right here in the United States showed that 30% of those under the age of 30 believe in reincarnation. That's hard to believe. Many world religions believe that the soul is freed from endless cycle of births by nirvana, N-I-R-V-A-N-A. Jainists could not gain nirvana until by hoping to be born a man in the next life. They tried to earn their salvation by good works, but it says, By grace you are saved through faith, but not by works. Ephesians 2 and 8. Confucianism. The Chinese worship their ancestors. Confucius said, what you do not want done to you, do not do it to others. But our Bible says, what you want done to do to you, do to others. They just got it in reverse. Unlike Jesus, Confucius applied this to his friends, but not to his enemies. Hinduism is a family of religions. This religion is increasing in the U.S. with more than 150,000. The Beatles popularized this religion in the 1960s. If one's bad deeds overweighs his good deeds, he will be born in the lower form or station, reincarnation. I tell you right now, the Mormons have the largest world in domination. Mormons right now. These people call heaven Moscow, M-O-S-K-A. To them, it is a state of oblivion and non-existence, not a place of happiness. They worship 35 million gods. It says in our Bible, there is one God and Father of all, who is in you all and through you all. They teach that the attempt to find permanent happiness in this world is illusion. Hinduism is Arizona's second largest religion. That's a surprise to me. They teach that reincarnation, which means that the person may be born and die many times before they reach nirvana. And I'll tell you what that is in a minute. When one reaches nirvana, he is no longer subject to the cycle of rebirth or reincarnation, and at death his spirit merges with the great soul of the universe into nothingness. Shintoism is one of the oldest religions in the world. Some Shintoists believe that Jesus studied theology in Japan in his early 20s, and that Japan was his spiritual home. Many world religions believe that someone else was crucified in place of Jesus. They say that Jesus returned to Japan, reared a family, and died at age 106. He just left 33 years. He's got three lifetimes. Animism. This religion generally worships the spirits. The Chinese worship their ancestors, but they worship the spirits of their ancestors. Some tribes raise a heap of stones over the grave of a newly buried person, lest his body walks. Hebrews 9:27, and it's pointed on a man who wants to die, and then the judgment. There's not going to be anybody raising it up. One man said, it's easy to get in hell, but it's impossible to get out. Some corpses are carried out feet first, so they will be pointed away from the village where they died. Animism is a worldwide view that plants and animals have a spiritual essence. Animism includes the religion of voodoo in Haiti, also known as black magic. I don't think you'll believe this either. In Central Africa, the shaman, witch doctor, medicine man, has great influence as he can go into the spiritual world, speak with men long dead, using herbs for medicine, magic spells, psychology, incantation, which is chanting the magic words. Well, Jesus couldn't do that. He had to die before he could go in the spiritual world. New Age religion. This religion plans to change the worldview of all people to bring in the age of Aquarius, which is supposed to be a time of happiness, harmony and right thinking all over the world. But listen to this, what they believe. They say man is divine. They say man is divine. If God is all and all is God, then man is God. Since most people cannot balance the books in just one lifetime, they must be born, reborn again and again until they get it right. Reincarnation is based on the view that every soul is immortal, has existed in different forms from the very beginning. I remember in India a long time ago, they wouldn't eat cattle because they were afraid to eat their ancestors. They'd starve to death. Shirley MacLaine, movie actress, teaches that the self is the ultimate reality. I think God is the ultimate reality. One man said, kneel to yourself. Honor and worship your own being. God dwells in you. New Agers say that heaven and hell are merely states of mind. When they get up there, they'll find them. They teach that the judgment day, if there is one, will be a time of healing to restore right-mindedness. The old saying is, a PhD, $1 million will be worth the same as a bale of hay on the judgment day. Yoga is supposed to help one get in touch with himself, which is getting in touch with God. Since New Agers believe that each person is divine, yoga is one of the ways, the chief ways, is praying. I think this is an exercise too, and also meditation in that yoga. Time magazine, May 6, 1991, occurred an article when God was a woman dealing with Earth Day observances. New Agers pray to the Earth as a mother goddess. A group called Goddess Gospel Singles performed in Boston. There are more than 100,000 people in the USA, mostly women, who worship Mother Earth as Gaia, G-A-I-A, which is an ancient pagan goddess. 1 John 5, 1 says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. She is an idol. This religion uses teaching, counseling, administrative jobs to spread their poisonous propaganda. Children's cartoons, especially some of those ones with the bizarre superheroes, this is the way they capture minds of the young for the New Age. The New Age movement is the single biggest threat to true Christianity. Today, it is pure, plain paganism spread by popular personalities Shirley MacLaine, Merv Griffin, Billy Nelson, and one time John Lever, but he died in an airplane crash. It is a theological modernism which has caused millions to reject the inspiration of the Bible with its worldwide view, standard morality, have opened the door for people to be led astray. It has been estimated that more than 60 million people worldwide hold to this form of New Age belief. So there's a world, this is spread all over the world, but I don't know of any in this area here. Taoism. The ancient Chinese believed that every natural object was made of two opposites, but supplementary. The forces are Yang, Y-N-G, Y-N-G, male, active, dry, bright, positive, sun. And they put the female down in. The female is called Yin. Fertile, dark, cold, wet, negative, soil. Each village had a man of earth called Shi, or Yin. They did dancing, singing, various ceremonies were done under the Shi as planting and harvesting. Of all major religions, Judaism is closest to Christianity. All Christians are priests under Christ in 1 Peter 2:9. If one can be saved outside of Christ, he can be saved without the blood, the church, the gospel, faith, and repentance. Many refuse to obey Christ in this life, but they will meet Him in the second. The apostles claim that Jesus is the only way to heaven. This is a stone which is set at nothing by the builders, which has become the head, that's Jesus. Neither is there salvation in other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is an advocate, high priest, mediator. An advocate is one who pleads the cause of another. Jesus plays our cause for the Father when we sin. A mediator is one who brings two alienated parties together. Man has separated himself from God by his sins. The Father judges no man but commits all judgment unto the Christ who judge us for our deeds. Today, He's our lawyer. On that day, He's going to be our judge. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. When the Apostle Paul reasons of righteousness, temperance, judgment to come, Felix trembled and said, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient time, I'll call for thee. There's no idea where they ever went back to do what he said. God has created man's ability to decide between right and wrong, Joshua 14 and 24:15. If a man is suffering and a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. 1 Peter 4:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, and to the Jew and also to the Greek. Now that power came from dynamite, where we get our word dynamite. A man who has never heard the gospel is not lost because he has not heard it. Gospel, he is lost because he's a sinner. Some of the problems of early Christians with the emperors of Rome, Nero was one of the worst persecutors of Christians. He committed suicide because he could not escape from his enemies. He killed many Christians and used them as scapegoats. It is thought that Peter was martyred at Rome upside down. I don't know if it's because he denied Christ three times or what. Paul was beheaded there by Nero. Some Christians were covered with animal skins and were torn to pieces by dogs. They were used as light at night by being soaked with combustible fluids and ignited. Nero put to death many men without a reasonable trial. He also killed his mother and his wife. Christians were punished for no other cause than being a Christian. Now Diocletian, the emperor, he would not allow Christians to have meetings. We have them today. A lot of people won't come. Rivoletti one time said there's no need to have gospels anymore. I knew him when I taught at Freed Hardeman College. Their buildings are burned. Their leaders are in prison. All Bibles were burned. Now, the Emperor Tertullian, an early church father, said the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. Under Julian Ignatius, the bishop of Antioch was taken to Rome in the 110 and thrown to the wild beast in his Colosseum. He said, I thank you, O Lord, that God's grain to make a loaf. Beat ground between the teeth by wild beasts that I may become a holy loaf for the Lord. Polycarp was arrested and martyred in AD 155 when he was called upon by the Roman proconsul to publicly reject Christ. Polycarp said, "86 years I have served Christ, and he has done me no harm, no wrong. How can I blaspheme my King who has saved me? I thank thee that I have been deemed worthy to receive the crown of martyrdom, and that I might die for thee and thy cause." Marcus Aurelius, this woman's named Felicity, a young pregnant woman, did not agree with the emperor, and she was put into the arena with the animals. Perpetua, a 22-year-old girl and mother of infant, I don't think many people would have a young kid like that would be having enough faith. Would not renounce Christ. A Christian slave girl named Blanding was tortured from morning till night. The only confession her tormentors could expect from her before they cut her throat was, "I am a Christian, among no evil is done." Oh yeah, Stephen. When Stephen was stoned, Stephen went always through, told them about what he'd done in Egypt, and he said that you stiff neck and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute, and they killed those who foretold the coming of just one, of whom now become betrayers and murderers? He called them murderers. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran up on him with one accord. That was 71 members of the Sanhedrin Council. And they cast him out of the city, stoned him, and the witness laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. We must hear the gospel. We must believe it. We must repent. We must confess the name of Jesus. We must be baptized for the remission of our sins and be faithful unto death. Revelation 2:10. That unto death, that means like Polycarp. He was burned to death. He was faithful unto death. If we have to do the same, if we have to be killed for the sake of Christ, it is our duty.